Hello.
Hi, is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. It's Natalie calling from MMA Legal. Is this a good time to speak?
Yes.
Lovely. For data protection, can you just confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
It's 26th of January 1990, and my address is 9 Shook 7, Hyde Garden.
Is that your cat? I can hear as well. Lovely. That's great. So just need to make you aware that if there's any safeguarding during the call, I would need to make that referral, but I would explain that to you for the reason why that is, would be happening. And also for compliance reasons that this call is recorded. Are you happy to proceed?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm just calling today to gather some more information about your time in care and your application of Scottish redress. What age did you go into care?
I would have been 12. I went into college. I left my mum's care when I was 12. I went into care when I was 13. I went into a residential care.
So local authority care was age 13, yeah? And what local authority was that?
That was through the Edinburgh City Council, through Northfield Young Persons Centre.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. Have you been known by any other names apart from Lisa Williamson?
No.
No nicknames or anything?
Nope.
Okay, and the care settings that I've got down for you are Northfields Young Persons Unit, and that's 2002. And then 2003, it says St. Catherine's.
Yeah, I was in St. Catherine's.
Is St. Catherine's a residential home?
It was a secure unit. And that was, I think, 14, 15, or maybe it's not very good. But it was close.
Are you going away from the phone, Lisa? Because I can't really hear you. That's much better, thank you.
Okay.
So St. Catherine's was a secure unit, and where was that?
That was in Edinburgh.
And that was up to age 13, 14?
I think it was 14 or 15 when I was in there.
14, 15.
Yeah.
Okay. And then where did you go after that?
After that, I went back to Northfield Unit and then ended up still my mum and dad. Again, unfortunately.
So you went to Northfield after this. Up to what age?
17, 15, then I got out of Northfield.
What age was that, sorry?
15.
15?
Yeah.
And then you went back to mum and dad?
And then I got out of secure. I went back to Northfield for a bit, and then I went to mum and dad.
So how old were you when you went back to mum and dad?
16 or 17.
Okay, lovely. Did social care ever offer you any care after that time?
No.
Okay. What schools did you attend during your time in care?
The mom's could have brought us down, and then I went to, so while I was in care, I, the St. Catherine's Secure Unit.
Was that the school?
School, the Catholic Secure Unit, yeah. And I was also, when I was in Northfield, I was at
Tynecastle, yeah?
Tynecastle.
Is it T-Y-N-E-C? And in Castle?
I think so, yeah.
Is it high school, academy?
High school.
And where was that? Was that Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you confirm who is your registered GP surgery, please?
The Joanna Medical Centre.
Who's that, sorry?
It's the Trigiano Medical Centre.
Could you spell that for me, please?
It's set, like, S-E.
Yeah. Joanna's, is it?
Joanna's, T-R-I-D-U-A-N-E-N.
Medical Centre?
Yeah.
And that's in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
And do you have any medical or any other professionals supporting you at the moment? So like occupational therapists or adult social care?
I've got social care, I've got to help me with my kids, but my mental health, it's just my mental health.
Are they under child protection?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. Do you need to go to a child panel to do that?
When you go to panel, that's usually if they're, are they on interim care orders or are they in foster care?
No, like, they've not done that. So yeah, they're under social work.
So you can have child in need or child protection. Child protection is where you've got a more severe risk, if that makes sense.
I think it's child protection, she said.
Okay. And how long have you been under that?
About a year with the same one now. I have tried to reach out to social work a few times for help, but it's not bothered.
Okay. So it's now, the reason is because of your mental health, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other professionals?
Kind of, but not really. So my friends are qualified in counselling certain different other helping things. So I talked to them, but I'm not actually like registered with a registered counselling like opposition on me.
Yeah, so obviously they're just classed as your friends and that's just emotional support from your friends because they can't act as a professional. So I can't write that down. Do you have any diagnosis for your mental health?
Anxiety and depression and that. All that they've said.
Okay. Have you ever done any self-harm?
Yes.
And what was that?
I have PC tablets, I have got scars all over my body, I'm cutting myself, I have been shanked, I've took drugs, and just not accessible to people at times, on and off, not like constantly.
So I missed a little bit then because you came away from the phone again.
I'm sorry.
So do you want to, I've got cutting yourself, taking medication overdoses, binge drinking, taking illicit substances.
Yeah. But just put myself in stupid situations and just not caring about myself at all.
So self-neglect?
Yes.
Okay. Is that not taking care of your personal hygiene?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whereabouts did you cut yourself?
I've cut myself on my arms, my legs, my arms.
And did you ever seek medical attention for that?
There was a time when I was about, when I was younger, when I was about, oh, I can't remember what age I was, I was 15, 16, and I did have to go to the hospital to get my arm stitched up.
Okay, lovely. Thank you for sharing that. So you mentioned some overdoses. Was that with the intention of ending your life?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you did that?
It was only like last year that I haven't actually told, I never told anyone about that. And there has been all kinds of abuse substances and stuff, but I didn't really care if I did or not, I just didn't want to have a, like, have a clear head. I didn't want to be here, but I didn't want to not be here, so I was blocking things up.
So you didn't seek medical attention to your overdose?
No, I've overdosed when I was in under Balkans as well.
I can't hear you if you go away from the phone, Lisa, sorry.
I'm still here. I'm just, hold on to a second, I'm just answering the door.
Okay.
Yeah. 2601190. Sorry, I just got a dog here.
It's alright. Do you want to sort that out and then come back to the phone when you've done that?
Yeah, I'm just going back through to where this, the section is a lot better. Are you just there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, so you said you made an attempt last year to end your life by taking a medication overdose. You didn't seek medical attention for that?
No, it's on record that it doesn't say that I overdosed or denied at the time. But I transferred money to my ex-boyfriend and all the money for the kids that I had in my bank. And then he was worried about me, so he phoned the police. And early phoned the police and said to do a welfare check for me. Because he believed that I was going to call myself for 18 months.
I'm a little bit confused by what you just said, so I just need to clarify that.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's on record that you made an attempt to end your life by your ex-partner because you transferred all the money that you had to him.
Yeah, he was concerned because I was upset and there was an incident. I'd got a little bit drunk, and then the kids from their dad and the police got called and the kids got taken away from me, so I sent him all my money and then I stopped dancing and everybody told them all that I loved them and I was going to, didn't tell them where I was going to go, but I basically said, like, love you or whatever, and then my ex knew that there was something wrong, so he sent a welfare check out on me, and when he came out, I completely denied it and said he was lying, because I didn't want to get help.
When was that, last year as well?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when it was, maybe the year before, but it's definitely annoyed. I was annoyed in the police record.
And your children were taken away by social care, were they?
Once I got taken away by police for taking to the dad's house.
Okay. Is your ex-partner or current partner?
Ex-partner, Mateo's dad.
Okay. So that was last year or the year before, yeah?
I think it was I was deleted in the year before, actually.
What else?
2024.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Lovely. Have you ever made any other attempts apart from the two that you've just shared?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are those?
I've still been myself, but when I was younger, I used to cut myself, I used to drink a lot, I used to just put myself at risk all the time.
So is that, those actions, were those to try and end your life?
It wasn't, I was trying to end it. Part of them were just that I just didn't care about mine, so I didn't care what happened.
I'm talking specifically about actions that you've done to end your life.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I've cut myself, that's about it. And I've took tablets.
So, when you say cut yourself, what did you do? And when was it?
Cut myself with a razor blade.
And where was that? Where did you cut on your body?
It was during COVID, just a few years that I came to have a time where I'm like, came on this body, just cut myself.
Where did you do it on your body?
Because my body was the one thing that was.
No.
My arms and my legs.
And that was to try and end your life?
Yeah.
And did you seek medical attention then?
No.
So what happened?
Nothing. It wasn't deep enough, basically.
So superficial, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in hospital for your mental health?
Yeah, with an Andrew Duncan's, and I think it was 2000, which was my youngest year. So I've been about 5 years ago.
Okay, 2021. Is it Andrew Duncan Hospital?
Yeah, the mental health hospital for sure, please, in Edinburgh.
Okay, and was you a section 2 or a section 3?
I don't know what the difference is, but I've got locked up.
Did you have a choice, or did you get told you have to go?
They got told that I had to go. They tried to tell me they're voluntary, and I said, well, I'm going to leave then. And then they said, no, you can't.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely sure what that was. But there was no one here.
Section 3, yeah. So if you're detained and you can't go out, that's section 3.
Yeah, I wasn't on it then.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I was allowed out with permission from the supervisor, from like sensible people.
Yeah, so that would be section 17 leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your sections that you were detained under would have been 3.
I can't confirm that. I really don't know, but yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had therapy or counselling?
I've had counselling. My dad died, but it just made me really sad at the same moment, and I don't like to be sad, so I don't really like counselling. I've kind of avoided counselling because when I go to counselling I have to speak about things that have happened, I have to speak about horrible things, and I don't want to, it just upsets me, I really want to be. So I'd rather just block out.
Okay. And do you have any physical health?
No, not really. I'm not exactly the fittest, but not.
So have you got anything like getting strokes or cancer or anything like that?
Oh, no. I suspect I've got a sciatica, but I'm waiting for the doctor's appointment to do that. But apart from that, no, I'm fine.
Okay. Did you ever attend hospital as a child when you was in care?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you provide us with consent to request copy of your records from all the professionals that you've discussed today?
Yeah, absolutely.
And have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Okay, let's start with the first one.
Basically there's a bunch of them. Mostly assault and robbery.
If you just go slowly, Lisa, and then we'll do one at a time, because I need to know what it was and the year.
It's okay, isn't it? Is it my...
2000 and what's your name?
Okay, so I'll go and get my, thanks for quite my disclosure here.
Oh yeah, that'd be great, thank you.
Sorry, I've got time and it's quite short.
Right, take your time, it's fine, no problem.
Yeah, obviously, yes, I've got it, yes. See if I can find the best of the bedroom. Oh, you naughty cat!
What's your cat done?
Just ate all my chicken.
No.
I forgot to cover it up before I left the room. She's talking.
I bet she's smiling.
Hi, she's a trusty song.
Have you got anything left?
No, she's in the debris. Anyway, so I got up until 232. Aye, so that was my charge. Not so. Do you want all the charges?
If you start with the earliest.
Right. So the earliest was abduction and assault.
And what year was that?
2005.
Okay. And the next one.
Get off my paper. I don't know what is Criminal Procedure Scotland Act 1995, Section 27, 1 in brackets, B in brackets.
Let me put that in Google. Say that again slowly.
Criminal Procedure Scotland in brackets Act 1995.
Section what was that?
27, 1 in brackets and then B in brackets.
It just means that you were detained in custody before going to court.
Okay, so then it says the fourth of a month, it says CHGS, one sentence referred to 27th of third. It doesn't say. Another one was referred to that time, another one was referred to the 24th.
So you didn't get a conviction for that, did you?
You got deferred.
Yeah, so deferral's not the same, is it?
I'm not sure, sorry. I got a criminal procedure in Scotland Act
the next time, 1995, I came to 1995, Edinburgh Sheriff at the moment.
That's the same thing, that you're arrested and kept in custody before going to court. Does it say what happened in court?
It says, charges, sentence 1 deferred to the 27th of 3rd, 2006. One sentence deferred to the 3rd of the 4th, 2006. One sentence deferred to the 24th of the 4th, 2006. One sentence deferred to the 12th of the 5th, 2006. And there was one admonished.
Deferred. All of that deferred.
And then admonished again. 20. That's got nothing to do with the top bit. So then the next again bit was assault with intent to rob.
Okay, that's one. 1 second. What year was that?
2016.
Assault with intention to rob. 2006, yeah?
Yeah, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4 in the same box.
So times 4, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from there?
And yeah, there was a criminal law consultation spot by 1995 section something bail nice criminal procedures. So I think that was the time when I had a knife on me. I got caught with a knife on me, but I didn't actually use it.
But
it was on my
phone. So did you get a charge for that?
Criminal law sentence deferred Scotland Act and then each charge. It is 1 to 3 sentence deferred to 12 of the 5th criminal procedure each charge.
So if you've been caught with it, they're basically saying if you do it again you're going to get you'll be conviction of it, but they've deferred it.
But there it is. And then I got probably 2026, Scotland Act 1995, section 27.1b, a breach of the peace bail.
Peace, yeah? Breach of the peace.
Breach of the peace, yeah.
I'm going to put deferred for... Do you know, is it carrying a knife is one, wasn't it? What was the other ones?
That was the same as the time of the knife.
So, you know the deferred one, the first one? Can you, what was that one for? Because they basically deferred it, didn't they?
Criminal law consolidation.
This one said about a knife, what does the first one say?
It says criminal law consolidation Scotland Act 1995 section 41 in brackets 1 bail knife criminal procedure.
So carrying a knife, yeah?
Yeah, having it on pressure, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
On the same day I got charged with breach of peace.
Yeah, got that one.
And then on the 19th of the 7th, 2018, I got a Road Traffic Act, 1988, section 172+4, and I got a fine, license endorsed, and a fine for £200.
So was that for driving without...
That was drink driving.
Drink driving. Anything else?
Yeah, there's a young and young a children and young persons Scotland Act 1937 section 12 and it was got billed and then it's the first two something admonished and then it's sentence deferred to something so basically
alright,
CHG and then S in brackets 1 said it's referred to 25/11 2020, so I think that was like behaviour similar to what you do. Then it was referred to 26/05 to Wall and then it was admonished.
So under what was the charge for that one?
Children and Young Persons Scotland Act 1937, Section 12, Bail Child, and it was because you must have been a drunk at the caravan soon to their kids.
Oh, so you were drunk in charge of a minor?
Yes.
And what year was that?
22.
And that was the third one, yeah?
Yeah, and then it was admonished.
Okay. And then what was the next one?
Ed Mercedes, Criminal Law Consolidation Scotland Act 1995, Section 52, in brackets 1 and in brackets 3, Criminal Law Consolidation Scotland Act 1995, Section 52, in brackets 1, plus in brackets 3. And the victim subcharge, and I think that was so there was a par think about it. Oh no, it wasn't, sorry, that's not. I don't actually have a clue what that's about.
You say that about a car?
No, not about a car. The Criminal Law Consolidation Scotland Act 1995 section, I don't know what.
Say what year?
2020.
Does it say, does it describe the incident?
It says it is referred to 15th of the 1st, 2021, sentence referred to 27/01/21, sentence referred to 5/2/21. CHG and then in brackets S 1/2 times £320. This is.
You don't remember that one.
Cumulo. And then it says CHG underneath that, then S, and then one victim subtract, what it said.
It's a community order, is it?
I didn't actually hear that in here, to be honest with you.
Is there anything after that one?
Yeah, there's a Road Traffic Act, 1988, section 5.1e.
Yeah, is that one drink driving again? That one? Are you there?
No, sorry. Sorry, I'm getting really confused with these. This was a road traffic incident. I got a £500. I got disclosed for 16 months. License endorsed and victim subcharged. I don't know who the victim was, right? But it was my victim. So, the other one wasn't a car charge.
So you told me the other one was drink driving. Did you crash?
I honestly cannot remember.
If I give you an email address, do you want to send that across to us and then we can have a look at that?
Okay, years ago. Yeah, because I got disqualified for that. That one was the drink driving one.
I'll tell you what, it's probably easier. Is it okay to send us a screenshot and send it across on email?
I'll do that.
Okay. Have you got a pen? And I'll give you the email for that.
Okay. I'm just wondering, have you got a sense of what's in a colour? There you go.
Might be easier then, isn't it?
Probably. Right, so where am I sending it to?
So it is, the email address is evidence at MMA.
Oh, yeah, sorry. CSE.
No. M for mother, M for mother, A for apple.
Oh, MMA.
Yes, legal.
Legal.
.co.uk.
.co.uk. Right, okay.
And then what we'll do is we'll have a look at that and then we can transfer it over.
So if I send that and then if it won't go back from you then?
No. What happens is we'll look into that and then put it all together with your case. And then I'll give you a call back once I've gone through everything. I've got a few more things to ask you on the call today. And then when we get to the end of the call, I'll explain the rest of the process, if that's all right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So you spoke?
Cannabis, yeah.
Yeah, and what age did you start that?
When I was a bit of a woman.
Okay. Any other drugs in your life?
I have taken some drugs before, but I've never, like, taken nothing on them. I've just tried them.
Yeah. And what age did you start that?
Well, I've tried ecstasy when I was 14, 15, 16. I've tried Valium and stuff like that, but older.
Yeah.
And I've tried cocaine when I was a wee bit older. But right now I just smoke cannabis.
Okay. And what about alcohol?
Oh yeah, I had a bad habit of alcohol, but I'm doing better with it.
And what age did you start that?
When was it? 11.
And when did it resolve, or is it still ongoing?
It's still ongoing.
Okay. Are you accessing any support for that?
Well, I'm trying to.
And who is that?
A social worker, but they're not really helping me.
Be an alcohol support agency,
yeah.
Which is independent from the social worker.
Yeah, but the social worker are supposed to be helping me to get to these things, and they're not really.
Okay.
But also, I've got friends who, I know that it's obviously better to call as a friend, even if they're qualified or whatever, but I just prefer to talk to my friends if it's anything.
Okay, that doesn't count as professional supporting you though. Okay, just so you know. So if you're under child protection and you're trying to evidence that you're accessing services, talking to your friends.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. But if you go to a drug and alcohol support agency, it used to be Ad Action, I think they're called We Are With You Now.
Okay.
That would be good evidence that you're accessing support.
If I'm accessing support from there, sorry?
They're called We Are With You.
Yeah.
So if you go and access them, they can help.
Okay, have they got a number or an email?
You're in Edinburgh, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll just have a look for you. So if you show that you are accessing services and you've done it on your own, then you've you're explaining that you're looking to support yourself.
Yeah.
So they're actually based in Spittle Street, and the number is 0131.
47 Spittle Street. Where's that again? Is that Leith near Leith?
It's in Edinburgh. Doesn't say anything else on that.
Okay.
Probably in the city bit. So 221.
221.
Yeah, 3881.
3881. And what's the, is this Spittle Street, is that the name of the company?
That's the street that it's on, and it's called We Are With You. Once you've accessed that service, if you call me to confirm that, we can then do a subject access request with them as well.
Okay.
So it'll help evidence your case too. Not only social care, but your case for Scottish redress, okay?
Okay, so I will send you the pictures of my things, of my sentences, full name and asking for help. And then drop in the back?
Not today, that's fine. You need to... I'll finish this and then we'll go for it. Do you smoke cigarettes or anything, or did you, as a child?
Yeah, I smoked cigarettes as a child.
What age did you start?
About 11.
What age did you?
I mean, I'm younger actually, so I was in 10 years ago, so it would be another day. I'm only 10.
And do you still smoke now?
Only cannabis.
Okay, and what age did you stop smoking normal cigarettes?
Well, I see I don't smoke normal cigarettes, but, like, maybe once in a couple of months I will have one. So I don't count myself smoking for something to do. If I don't have a joint.
Are you having that daily?
Yes. Yeah. Not during the day, at night in the middle of the street.
Okay. So with our service, you'll have an advisor to support you all the way through. Have you got a preference for male or female?
Female, please.
Okay, so it'll be myself that'll be supporting you all the way through. So you won't have to repeat yourself, and I already know the information that you shared with me. When we obtain a copy of the care records, would you like to see that?
Yes, please.
So let me explain what's going to happen. This process is going to take about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact. This telephone number is my direct number, so if you save that to your phone, you can always get hold of me.
What's the name again?
Natalie.
Okay. Long treatment here. Oh, don't smile.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to gather evidence for the organisations that you've mentioned and the local authorities. We're then going to go through all that information. Is that your phone? Hello? Hello? Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, there, how's your phone?
I thought I was on hold. I had lovely music then.
Why did I sing it? Thing that you just mentioned about social work support.
Yeah, from your childhood.
Yes, I've requested them.
Yeah, so we will request that as part of your case. Alright, so then what we do is we gather all that information. I will then come back to yourself, we'll double check everything with you, and then we'll put your case forward to the Scottish Redress Panel. You're not required to go to that panel, it's like a closed door hearing, but you'll be aware of the date that it's held. They just do their panel hearing. So as part of our compliance, I just need to make you aware of the options that you've got, and because it's a recorded call, I just need to go through those with you. So you're entitled to claim this independently for yourself, for Scottish redress and research your own evidence. You're able to access other solicitors in England and Scotland who may have accepted a fee of £2,000 to act on your behalf to do this, your claim for Scottish redress. And that's come from, the money's come from Scottish redress themselves. They get that fee if they win or lose for you. And then the other option is obviously us acting for you on your behalf. We've opted out of that fee for Scottish redress, so we do not get that £2,000. We charge a 20% cut fee, and that's only if you win your case. If you lose, we don't offer you, we don't charge you anything. This means that we're completely independent and we are acting for you.
Yeah.
You're also entitled to a 14-day cooling off period. Are you happy to wait the 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately?
No, please proceed immediately.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me today?
No.
So if, what I'm going to
send... Yeah, sorry. So I just need to send you the... I'm going to send you my... picture of my charges.
Yeah, and then what we'll do, when we get all the evidence back in, we then get back in touch with you again to clarify all the information, and then we put your case forward after that. It's going to take a little while to get all that information. So if you don't hear anything for a little while, it's just because we're trying to gather that. Is that okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you do have any questions in future, just give me a call on this number.
Can I ask a question? What if I get my support first? Am I able to send them to you? Or do
okay.
So see how, like, I've requested my support supports and all that. But then, so are you doing that?
Yeah, we request that under subject access request, yeah.
Yeah, so, but if I get that first?
Yeah, you can send us a copy of that. Just send it to the same email address.
And more
that
makes
yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes me a little bit faster then.
It could do, but we're not just going to contact the local authority, we're going to contact other places as well.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay, no worries.
Alright, so thank you very much for your time today, and I look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Thank you very much.
You take care now.
You take care. See you soon.
Bye. Bye.